Welcome to the Insight Hour. I'm Dr. Len Horowitz, thanking you for joining us, as you may have every Wednesday and Saturday on the Insight Hour. Today we're being brought to you by Don and his wonderful blog, InService.com network organization. You're probably picking us up possibly on www.bbs, that's boyboysamradio.com. And for the AM and FM stations listening, we welcome you also. This is the Insight Hour. We get a chance to talk about some revelation that people, very few people, like to talk about, including those in the ministries and churches, especially those that have doctrines and dogmas that are challenging to the status quo. That's what we engage in here every week. I want to thank the sponsors off the bat. And today, by the way, this program is going to be somewhat of a repeat of Saturday's program. I have the privilege and blessing of coming forth with a new book, and it was supposed to have left here for the printer yesterday. It will be delayed for a couple of days, but we're engaged in putting out one of the most awesome books, and believe me, it's not me who wrote it. I can tell you that it's been a blessing. I've been under the direction of virtually an angel. I'll tell you a little bit about that, but this particular book is called Walk on Water, and it's going to deliver some awesome, the most powerful divine revelations I've ever seen, and I'm going to ask you to use your critical judgment, your highest level of discernment, to be able to tell whether or not this is all legitimate, but when you look at the data, I'm sure you will find it is. But before we get into walk-on view, I want to take a couple minutes to thank the corporate co-sponsors and organizations that support me every week, and you folks support. And that's how come I can keep this ministry going. And number one, I want to thank the Biospiritual Dream Team. The reason I started this type of chat and internet discussion group and broadcast, as I had done for 13 months at Worldwide Christian Radio, I had done the Insight Hour for many years, actually for 13 months, and I've done numerous other radio shows before that. But the issue that triggered me to get engaged with what's called the Biospiritual Dream Team is realizing that biology, and if you know anything about my background, I have a doctorate of medical dentistry. I was trained in internal medicine as a dentist and an oral surgeon, and got a Harvard Master's in Public Health degree in health education, health promotion, media persuasion technology. So I was familiar with the way that the media used to manipulate the mind. At any rate, to make a long story short, I realized that science falls short when it doesn't integrate our great creator, the Spirit, the Holy Spirit of divine love, that is the most powerful of all healing factors, and that when you're not having that, when you are closed to that, when you then rely on medical deities for your physical salvation, personally, my bias is you're in big trouble. And so the Biospiritual Dream Team is a group of friends, colleagues, people who
hello, doctor.
Trust.
Hello, Dr. Howard.
Hi, do we have a caller?
Yes, my name is Soretzi. I'm just a big fan of yours. I've been for a long time.
Well, and, thank you, brother. Let me just, did you have a question?
Yeah, well, the question is related to the 9-day fast.
Okay.
You're familiar with that, right?
Yeah, the great, it's a fabulous Stanley Burroughs Master Cleanser. I've talked about that. For those who haven't heard about that, just give me a couple of seconds, bro, because I wanted to just introduce to people what we're doing here, first of all.
Sure.
As you see, we're open to callers, and the Biospiritual Dream Team is the group of guys and colleagues of mine that we decided that we need to stay in touch with each other as a family. We need to bless each other, not only with knowledge and wisdom, to protect ourselves and our children, our families, friends, to disseminate the truth that shall set us free, the greatest truth, have that capacity. And that the bottom line is that we have to stay in touch with each other, and we've opened up these airways to you and your questions, as you can see from this caller. And so I'm happy to share whatever knowledge that I have, whatever needs you have in terms of information that I'm able to deliver. You're welcome to join us every Saturday and every Wednesday from 5 o'clock West Coast time to 6, 8 p.m. at night East Coast time. I'm in Hawaii. It's 3 to 4 our time, Hawaii time. And the Biospiritual Dream Team, just quickly, is composed right now of Dwayne Robbins, who's our team leader for LifeWave. LifeWave is the nanotechnology that uses energy frequencies in water, and we're going to talk, I'd like to talk about that today with regard to this whole concept of the new book, Walk on Water. And the question that the callers has with regard to a fast called the Stanley Burroughs Master Cleanser has a lot to do with water. We'll talk a little bit about that. But the other organizations and individuals that help us to continue this work, that help to support us reaching out to you, help us be able to deliver continuously new books, new videos, new DVDs, etc., for the dissemination of information for the edification of the congregation. That is the uplifting of humanity's awareness so that we can make smarter choices and not be manipulated, coerced, enslaved, and killed at will by the global industrialists and the pharmaceutical industrialists and the petrochemical military cartel. These folks have a design on making money off of your and my suffering, humanity's suffering. And so the question is how, and of course, if you remember this, you'll be in good shape. The quality of your life is contingent primarily upon the quality of the questions that you ask yourself at any given moment. And so the question is, how can we go beyond the Illuminati? How can we get beyond the indoctrination, the enculturalization, the culture of modern living so we can live optimally, fully within the whole complete truth to be optimally free? For not only just us, I mean, I'm getting old. I don't know about you, but I have children. And I'm sure if you have children or grandchildren, you know your heart is therein, and that this is who we're preparing to leave this planet for. And if we can't get it right, how are they going to get it right? So back to the sponsors. We've got LifeWave Technology. We've got the Manatech Group. Primarily, I focus myself on Advanced Ambritos because of its bioenergetic intercellular communication capacities. I have been pleased to have with us here with the Biospiritual Dream Team, Jeff Brakey, who's the team leader for Zuma. If there's one product or one technique, and this call, your call right now has a lot to do, this fast has a lot to do with this subject. You want to alkalinize, and one of the easiest way to alkalize your body chemistry is simply to use fresh squeezed lemon or lime, ideally organic. A little expensive, but it's great if you've got it. It's got a lot of calcium, turns to calcium hydroxide in water. That's a buffer. That will alkalinize your system if you drink enough of it, and you should be drinking a lot of good, pure, pH-adjusted spring water. The Zuma product adjusts the pH, adds coral calcium, a lot of minerals, and that's the types of things that we need in order to maintain optimal health. The other group that we're pleased to have as a sponsor of the Biospiritual Dream Team is Cliff Pitterbell and John Baptist, who you might have heard if you've joined us before, with a Pinnacle Quest group that engages in primarily offshore education, the true full array of the hidden secrets that the global industrials have and how do they manage their money. How do they get money to work for them rather than working themselves? All they do is sit around tables and basically desks and on telephones discussing how to manipulate, coerce, enslave, and kill people for money. How do they do that? And how do they have their money work for them? Those are the trade secrets of the insiders. Well, that's the type of understanding and the educational infusion that you will get if you go offshore with a Pinnacle Quest group. So, and anyway, if you join us from time to time, you'll hear these folks sharing. And that's the essence of the Biospiritual Dream Team. We're committed to understanding that we are spiritual beings first, long before we precipitate into the physical realm. We are spirits. And now the new understanding in science and physics, as, for example, we're coming out with amazing revelations in the book Walk on Water, you will see that this is indeed a hard scientific fact as well as a scriptural blessing and truth. So let me just get to your question. The Stanley Burroughs Master Cleanser, it's a 9-day fast. And why is it a 9-day? I make it a 9-day because Stanley Burroughs made it 10, And if you study the work that we've laid out since the book Healing Codes for the Biological Apocalypse, you understand, or at least begin to understand, the powers of the three, sixes, and nines. Get the book Walk on Water, because then you'll really understand what Tesla meant by saying if humanity only knew the powers of the three, sixes, and nines, it would be a completely different planet. And the reason for that is because the three, sixes, and nines open the portal to the spiritual domain, to the mathematical matrix of the universe, the core creative frequencies, which we're now coming out with. And this is one of the revelations that I'm going to be sharing as soon as I finish answering this question. In the book Walk on Water, you'll see this matrix. And anyway, the three, sixes, and nines are an added blessing. There's something extremely special when you do, even like Dr. Lito Lorenzen, who is my water science mentor and water science mentor to the famous Dr. Emoto, who was featured in the movie What the Bleep as being the water scientist that gave us these beautiful pictures, photographs at 20,000 magnification of structured water in the shape of six-sided hexagonal shaped snowflakes. How beautiful they were, and Dr. Emoto concluded that the reason that they're that way is that they carry the love signal. And boy, he didn't even know how right he was. When I come out with the blessing of Walk on Water, you'll be able to understand why Dr. Emoto is indeed absolutely correct. The message from water is love. Well, 9, 3, 6, 9 is what Dr. Lee Lorenzen showed me, even that if you take bacterial cultures and you try to test various pharmaceuticals like antibiotics, if you do it with numbers such as minutes that deal with the numbers 3, 6, and 9, so the number 3, 6, 9 minutes exposures to antibiotic in a cell culture, or 15, that's 1 + 5 = 6 in ancient mystery school Pythagorean mathematics, what happens is you see a dramatic increase in the efficacy of whatever it is you're trying to accomplish, whether it's antibacterial, antipathogen control, or anything else. And so why then did I make the 10-day classic Stanley Burroughs Master Cleanse, that's a fast, 9-day fast instead of 10? Now you understand why. It's because of this understanding of the 3, 6, and 9 power. So the Stanley Burroughs Master Cleanser is right now available for a free download from the website www.healingcelebrations.com. That's a website that relays a summary of my book. It's soon to be my second bestseller. I've got one bestseller. I'm mostly known for my work called Emerging Viruses, AIDS and Ebola, Nature, Ethnic, or Intentional, in which I published the United States government contracts under which numerous AIDS-like and Ebola-like viruses were bioengineered by the Army's 6th Top Biological Weapons Contracting Lab. Now, if you haven't heard me before, this might be shocking news to you. If you've heard me before, then you know I've said it exactly the way I said it before. We reprinted in black and white even how much U.S. taxpayers paid to finance what amounts to global genocide using the AIDS virus. And it got out, if you want to know, through the hepatitis B vaccine given to gay men in New York City and blacks in Central Africa. So there's your AIDS issue. You want to get more information there, you go to www.originofaids.com. www.originofaids.com. That's originofaids.com will give you the full understanding from a scientific perspective how to explain global genocide. So the book, Healing Celebrations, is summarized on www.healingcelebrations.com. If you go to the right side of the home page, there's a list of featured articles. If you scroll down a little bit, you'll see fasting instructions. And if you open that document up, it tells you what I'm about to tell you, that you can take a gallon of fresh, pure water, make it spring water or rainwater, make sure it's clean and pure, and you then add the squeezings of maybe 5 or 6 again, there you go, fresh squeezed lemons or limes. And then you take, let's say, a third of a cup of grade B or C maple syrup, grade B or C maple syrup that you buy at your health food store, and instead of the minerals in it, hasn't been refined or processed as much as some of the other maple syrups. So now you shake it up, You put that, those ingredients into that gallon, and you shake it up, and you've made yourself a delicious tasting lemonade. You make it to your taste enjoyment, and then you spoil it with the hottest cayenne pepper you can find. We're talking about 90,000 heat unit, ideally, and if you could find the African bird variety, it's 180,000 heat unit. Just thinking about it makes your eyes water. So now you take, let's say if you're working with 90,000 heat units, you take about a tablespoon for the gallon, and you shake it up, and you taste it, and you make it. You want to adjust the ingredients to your taste and heat tolerance. So if your stomach gets upset, you got to change the recipe. If it's too hot for you, well, you got to change the recipe because you got to take this nonstop virtually. Whenever you get a hunger pang or you get a little hungry, you're going to take this swig of this juice, this hot juice, for 9 days. And then Stanley Burroughs talks about doing a gallbladder purge, a liver gallbladder purge with some salt water and olive oil, warm olive oil, after the third day. And that's probably a wise thing for many of us to do. And I've known people who have done it, who have purged themselves of gallstones. And that this is the Stanley Burroughs Master Cleanser. Now, what does it have to do with health? You know, if you go into the Bible tells you that whenever you're sick, the best thing for you to do is fast. All sorts of fasts there are. There's the Daniel fast that you use. You can make fruit smoothies. You can make vegetable broths and soups. And that's kind of like a Daniel fast. That's an easy fast. And then there are the real intense fasts like the Messiah Yeshua did when he went into the wilderness and didn't have anything. You know, there's speculation maybe he had some water. That's a possibility. But, you know, water is really the global creative medium, literally. You're going to see that in the book Walk on Water. And what your body is made mostly of is water. And so what you're doing is you're replenishing all the intoxicated water in your body with this good pure stuff that's hot, that's got cayenne pepper, that is the most, certainly one of the most, alkalinizing agents that you can put in your body. Now, why is that important? Well, if you read the book Healing Celebrations, again, or visit that website, healingcelebrations.com, and by the way, it's only $23 and change. I have a lot of people calling me for consultations. I charge now. I used to charge people when I was a practicing dentist and health consultant counselor when I was in practice. I used to charge about $350 just to make the ends meet, our financial ends meet. And I decided when I was back then doing that for 16 years, the best way for me to clone myself is to put myself onto cassettes, audio cassettes, and educational books to help poor people who couldn't afford that information that was, in many cases, certainly health-saving, if not life-saving, that they could have access to it. And so $23 and change for a book called Healing Celebrations, Miraculous Recovery Through Ancient Scripture, Natural Medicine, and Modern Science, where I lay out these five steps. We're going to talk about steps one and two here. Step one is detoxification using fasting and other methods. Number two is deacidification, and that is exactly what cayenne pepper and the spiked lemonade does. Alkalinizes the body. And do you know something? If you just simply understood hydrogen and oxygen, you know, Tesla said if humanity only knew the powers of the three, sixes, and nines, it would be a completely different planet. I'm going to say that if humanity only knew the power of hydrogen and oxygen, it would be a complete new world in terms of enlightenment, in terms of us being able to love and care and share for each other in new ways, because we would realize some extraordinary things about who we are as divine creations and how we literally, as water bodies, we are in communion with the grand universal life wave that has been called the standing gravitational wave of the universe. That's the, again, the core creative frequencies are connected directly to your heart, and the way it's getting to your heart, why, the way your DNA is functioning as an antenna, as a receiver and a transmitter of our Creator's love blessings, is through the water. So Walk on Water gets into this. Dr. Emoto's work is brilliant and totally loving. Very important for you to digest Dr. Emoto's work, The Message in Water, and that The book Healing Celebrations is extremely important for $23 and change. And if you can't afford that, then bless you. We need to pray for you. But beyond that, go to your local library. Go to your library. Tell them to bring in the book Healing Celebrations so that you not only be blessed with reading it yourself, then you'll be able to share it with your entire community and bless them. So basically, here's a toll-free number to call. And this is for any of the books that I've been mentioning, books, tapes, CDs, all of my work. I want to thank our primary sponsor, HealthyWorldDistributing.com. That's available on the website. And this is the website source for the Wednesday chips at www.HealthyWorldDistributing.com. Again, that's Healthy, H-E-A-L-T-H-Y, Healthy, H-E-A-L-T-H-Y, World, W-O-R-L-D, Distributing, another D-I-S-T-R-I-B-U-T-I-N-G.com. And so you can get there, you can order the book Healing Celebrations there. And this fast that we're talking about and the details regard to why it's so critically important for you to understand the most simple basics about being an organic creature in a spiritual realm, and that is hydrogen and oxygen and the power of H2O, that is water. So you want to alkalize your system. Why? Well, you think about all of the diseases. Every single chronic disease, the worst killers, they all are based on an aberration and an energy metabolic blockage and dysfunction based primarily on the body chemistry. And that is solely, virtually solely associated with hydrogen levels in the body. Ionization of hydrogen to produce H plus, that's a positively charged hydrogen ion, is ultimately what's causing body acidity. So hydrochloric acid, you know, like stomach acid, is HCl. The Cl negative splits off, leaves you the H positive, and there is a burning acid. Well, you know, every single chronic disease, every single one, you're talking about all the autoimmune diseases, largely vaccine-induced, chronic fatigue, fibromyalgia. So listen up if you have any of these diseases. I'm giving you the solution. Chronic fatigue, fibromyalgia, lupus, MS, ALS and Lou Gehrig's disease, chronic crippling rheumatoid arthritis. A lot of you elderly, listen up. I'm giving you the number one answer to your pain in your joints and swelling in your joints. Rheumatoid arthritis, multiple sclerosis, MS. You've got diabetes, the type 1 autoimmune diabetes, the Guillain-Barré, Stevens-Johnson syndrome, Bell's palsy, the neurological impairments that our children are getting, a lot of the autistic spectrum disorder also, the neurological problems have to do with body acidity, poor diet. You're also looking at the cancers, asthma, fever, allergies. All of these illnesses have one thing in common. The disease itself cannot continue in a body made more alkalized. It's real simple. The reason for that is, and it is a great example. You know, I'm here in Hawaii now. I told you that. We're at the Steam Venom and Health Retreat. And by the way, if you want an awesome health getaway, family vacation, or healing retreat, you want to get away from all the madness in the mad land, you want to come to a place where we don't even have cell phones out here. And all we have is the vibration of most spectacular paradise. And, you know, I say that the kingdom of heaven is not even near. It's right here. It's right here. You know, so the website to get some information on what we're doing here, and we have an athlete that's staying with us, a very well-known professional athlete who I'm not going to mention his name because I'm sure he would not want that. Or may not want that, but I've asked him the same question the other day as what I'm going to share with you now as to how it is that the alkalization works miracles. And the example I asked him about is what I'm going to share with you. You know, when a muscle goes into spasm, a lot of athletes have that problem. And what primary physical chemical issue is a muscle spasm? What is the source of that muscle spasm continuing, and what do physical therapists and the athletic coaches and doctors do in order to resolve an athlete's muscle spasm? Well, it's real simple. They add alkalinity and oxygen. They reduce the acidity because it's lactic acid buildup that's causing that muscle spasm to continue. And as the muscle spasm continues, it burns up oxygen because the muscles work off of oxygen. And so as a result, you have hypoxia, that's low oxygen levels, as well as hyperacidity. Those cells are literally peeing out waste product called acid, lactic acid, as a result of their metabolism. And so you think about nervous muscle twitches and spasms. How about multiple sclerosis, the same type of thing? How about all of these various types of illnesses? Even think about asthma and the constriction of the bronchioles when you have asthmatic attacks. Again, all of this muscle spasms and contractions are intimately associated with your body chemistry. If you and the acidification of that body chemistry, and if you alkalize, if you get rid of the acid, and that's why we're talking about the Stanley Burroughs Master Cleanser. You go on this fast for 9 days, and miracles are assured, absolutely assured. It's not only assured by the revelations in the Bible that tell you if you're sick, you fast, but also it's assured by the most advanced science that tells you all of the chronic diseases are associated with low oxygen and hyperacidity, including cancers. You want to rid yourself out of the cancer real fast? Turn that carcinogenic environment alkaline. Add oxygen to it. From hyperbaric oxygenation chambers to the product that we have called OxyAdvantage, which has hawthorn berry, St. John's wort, little American ginseng, and ginkgo, which are the oxygenating herbs. And then you add to that the 35% hydrogen peroxide, the food grade, not the stuff you buy in the drugstore, but the food store variety that they use to preserve the vegetables in your vegetable section. They spray it on. Well, how come that preserves the longevity of vegetables? Because you see, it's adding oxygen. Oxygen is element number 8. That's the infinity sign. That's the creator's number. The words God, faith, and trust are all 8s according to the book Healing Codes for the Biological Apocalypse and the revelations we came out with subsequent to that in the book Death in the Air. We decoded the Illuminati's primary code, and that tells us that the words God, faith, and trust are all 8s. That's perfect for the infinity sign, and that's also the symbol, and in fact reflects, as you're going to see in the book Walk Order. It's just about the forthcoming. In 10 weeks, we'll have that book out. You'll see the infinity sign is reflected not only in your genetic structure because of the spiraling nature of it, but also in the core sacred trick structure of the physical universe is also the double toroid or the figure 8 in 3 dimensions. And it's actually probably beyond that. So at any rate, you take the Stanley Burroughs Master Cleanser for 9 days, and what's going to happen? Your body chemistry is going to go alkaline, and then all those inflammatory conditions and neurological conditions are going to start to improve dramatically. You're going to see a tremendous difference. In fact, on day 3, you're going to already see a big difference. Your stomach is not going to be screaming for food. You'll be surprised at how much energy you have, not eating, just drinking this cayenne pepper spike lemonade, and that you're going to find that the color of your eyes, the shine and glow of your eyes is brighter and clearer, cleaner. Your skin wrinkles are going to start to disappear. It's an extraordinary thing what happens when you just begin to allow your body the time to heal, the detoxification process that allows more of the Holy Spirit to flow, because it's not having to move through toxic waste prepared by the satanic sorcerers that in the end times, the book of Revelation says, deceived all the wealthiest men of all the nations and practiced sorcery, the root word of which is pharmacopoeia, pharmaceuticals. So if you want to stay healthy, you take that bit of wisdom that the pharmaceuticals are one of the top 7 reasons why your body is a breeding ground for bacteria, viruses, fungus, as well as cancers, infections, and arthritic conditions. It is all the same garbage Here's the top seven. Besides pharmaceuticals, here they are. Caffeine, nicotine, sugar, stress, alcohol, lots of red meat, and that list of seven with pharmaceuticals, almost all of those consistently cause your body to become acidified. A burning hell, your holy temple becomes when you simply don't follow the word, the laws of the universe. So I hope that answers your question, brother. Do you have anything else specific with regard to the Stanley Burroughs Master Cleanser? Did I lose you, apparently? I guess, Don, if you're listening, bro, I think we've lost our caller.
Yeah, we did, actually. And I put another one online with you. And, yeah, every time you hear that beep, it's usually a call's coming in.
Oh, well, thanks for educating me.
Oh, I thought I told you that before. I'm beeping you, and I'm thinking he's got to hear the beep.
You know, the problem is that when Horowitz goes into this zone, he doesn't hear anything, and he doesn't remember anything, even including the simple things that his dear friend Don, the engineer over BBS Radio, tells him. Huh?
Okay, well, we got another guy online with you. It's the one you were waiting for?
Yeah. That sounds great. Okay, whenever, brother. Thank you so much for all the blessings that you do.
Oh, it's a pleasure. Thank you.
Welcome. You're on the Inside Hour with Dr. Len Horowitz. Can I help you?
How are you, Len?
Good. Who's this?
This is Scott Christensen.
Hey, Howard. Okay, Scott. You made it, huh?
Yeah. Well, yeah. I've been talking with Don here for a little while.
Oh, okay. Well, let me just introduce you a little bit. I got an email from Scott Christensen, who is our caller, the other day, and it reads, "Hi, my name is Scott Christensen, international and media psychic medium, healer, and author of Bridging the Gap Between the Christian and Metaphysical Worlds." Now, if I had not read the latter part of that sentence, I would have trashed this, Scott, you know, because my own, as a Christian Jew, I consider myself fairly suspect of psychics per se and mediums per se, and that what really grabbed my attention and my desire to have you on the program is the bridging the gap, because we really need, as Christian community, Judeo-Christian Muslim community, we need to bridge a lot of gaps. And the word metaphysical, I don't have a problem with, because meta is beyond physical, deals with spirituality, and that's the kind of work that we're engaged with is looking at in the book Walk on Water, which we're coming out with, which has some awesome metaphysical revelations that the world has never seen. And I know it's going to be contributing to bridging the gap. So I want to introduce you with that, and I would also mention that you have a website. That's a multi-award-winning website at www.connectwithscott.com. And there's the CWS, are all in caps. So connect with a capital C with Scott. It's all one word, but capital letters, the letter CWS.com. So Scott, why don't you tell us a little bit about your efforts to bridge the gap. What is the gap, first of all, that you perceive? And what have you been doing to bridge the gap?
All righty. Well, thank you for the introduction. The gap that I've really seen is a gap between what people have experienced firsthand and what they've been taught. And myself, being born psychic, I guess, I saw people with and without bodies. I saw colors around people as a kid. And I went to church, you know, a couple days a week. And I absolutely love God and love church. And it didn't make sense to me how what I was experiencing was bad, but what I was learning was good, because I saw them all coming from the same place, source, God, divinity. And so there was a real gap inside my life that I needed to bridge through study and all kinds of things. And now in today's society, seeing a ton of people who are steadfast in their Judeo-Christian belief systems, for example, or Muslim or anything else, Buddhist, who are drawn to some form of metaphysics. You know, it's becoming more to the forefront. And because of that, it's coming out of the closet, so people are able to talk and share their experiences a little more openly, but it leaves a gap inside them of, well, I don't know. And so really what the book does is it doesn't tell people what to think. It simply asks them to think. And it provides examples, and it shows how...
All right, now give the name of the book. I know it's on the website.
Sure. It's Bridging the Gap Between the Christian and Metaphysical Worlds.
Okay. Thank you very much. And so, you know, let me also say something that came up for me as I was listening to you, is the reason for the gap itself. I mean, I had a very similar experience that you. I'm a very spiritually sensitive person, and I simply wasn't getting fueled in that direction by going to the synagogue. And week after week I would do that, it was leaving me with a deficit. And I went in search, like yourself, of finding the bigger truth. And what I finally ultimately learned is that the reason, one of the primary reasons that there's a gap between the Judeo-Christian community or the black-white community or the Chinese Anglo community is because you've got a money-making machine operating. You divide the sheeple to conquer the flock. And I believe that the whole concept of New Age is an agenda that is part of the manipulation of the population where, you know, there's a lot of fabulous things in the New Age movement. There's crystals, there's healing through understanding what crystal technology is. And again, when you understand or when people begin to realize that the Creator is the source of everything and that Satan is satanic or evil, created nothing except for the dissonance, you know, I think it's a really great opportunity to bridge the gap and come together as loving human beings. What do you think?
I actually really agree with that. You know, it amazes me that people say, well, you know, I don't know this, you know, why you would, the psychic community and money and this and that. I go, you know, money, wow, I can't tell you, you know, by being Christian and tithing 10% of my income for years and years and years, I put a ton of money into that stuff. But, you know, it's all in, for me, everything that I get comes from source, and so to return back to source just makes sense. But, yeah, you know, for a lot of years, centuries even, the church was the state, so that was the government. And, you know, I would not want to have any U.S. administration rewriting the Bible. But we have the luxury of having a difference between church and state, and for a lot of many, many years, that wasn't the case.
You know, we could spend a whole show on that one. I'm dealing with that issue right here in Hawaii. We have, on the 28th of February at the local theater, we've invited Senator Kokobot, who's been a wonderful inspiration for me, because I figured that every single politician is not worth his weight in anything but spit and manure. But this Senator Kokobot has actually taken the resolution that I advanced for the reestablishment of religious and spiritual exemptions for tuberculosis skin testing for children in the Hawaiian Islands. And he's going to the Senate this term. Here in Hawaii, they have no separation of church and state when it comes to taking away your religious exemptions. You know, they violate us in that way. And, you know, what was interesting for me in this regard was that when I was still at Harvard and I had the privilege there of at the School of Public Health working with a fellow by the name of Larry Green, who, if you're in healthcare, he's a pretty famous name. He was Secretary of Department of Health, Education, and Welfare under the Jimmy Carter administration. He was my instructor. And whenever I talked about spirituality and how important it was in holistic health, he would shy away from that, and he'd turn away and walk away. And I would finally, I said to him one day, I said, why do you do that? He says, well, because there's a separation of church and state. And in this level of research, in this, you know, academic association, you know, this good old boy network virtually of higher ups in healthcare, he said, you know, we really don't get grant money for any of that stuff. And he said it like it is, and he walked away. You know, but that's really a fallacy when you come, how could you have it on both ways? Number one, you don't fund any research in spirituality or development of psychic capabilities, your innate intuition and your connection to the Holy Spirit and the Heavenly Creator that gives us all this type of information. And yet, here in Hawaii, you know, suddenly they immediately just simply wipe out religious exemption. So there is a connection between church and state here, and it's a manipulation. And so I think it's a very gray but very vitally important area, and that's an issue that we're currently working with our legislation here. So thanks for bringing that up, Scott. Go ahead. Why don't you share some more about what you're doing?
Sure. Well, you know, with everything you're talking about there, it just really goes to the holistic approach of what's going on. You know, looking at a person, at an illness, from a mind-body-spirit-emotion connection, and really getting to the root of what's wrong as opposed to simply treating symptoms.
You know, that's absolutely right. You know, something else that I think I would like to just share with you, maybe have you comment on.
Sure.
Is, you know, when you use the term, for example, psychic, you know, I read a lot. And I've had the blessing and privilege to try to bridge a lot of gaps and maybe been successful in some with some individuals and not so with others. But labels and terminology is the primary red flag. Like the word itself, holism and holistic health, was demonized by the global industrial, the pharmaceutical industrial, so that it became something that people didn't want to associate themselves with. You know, the mark of the beast, the 666, you know, with the revelations that were coming out with in the book Walk on Water, and even before, if you were really tuned in when you read DNA Powers of the Sacred Spiral and even Death in the Air, where you begin to understand that the 666 in Revelation 13:18 is not a sign of evil. It is a sign that the Illuminati and that those who really created the interpretation of the scripture, misinterpretation to the extent that it became a cultural avoidance of the number 666. 3 times 6 is 18. 1 plus 8 is 9. That's completion in ancient mystery school mathematics. It has the possible connection that Tesla talked about to the spiritual manifestation realm, and that the number 144 for Revelation 14:1, the very next verse, by no accident, is also a number 9. 1 plus 4 plus 4 is 9. That's where the fat lady sings, and we get the planet back in the image of the Creator and the frequency vibration of love instead of hate and dissonance and fear, and we go back into trust. You know, where this is all the numerology, but yet look at just the number 666. Immediately the Christian world believes that this is not simply the mark of the beast. They add the doctrine and the dogma that it is inherently evil. And it is not. It is a physical manifestation symbol. Now think of how curious this is that the Illuminati and organized religion, and of course the word religion stems from the legions of Rhea, a pagan goddess, that you have an orientation towards completion of 666 and physical manifestation and empowerment to literally manifest to be a powerful co-creator along with your heavenly creator. You know, since we're all part of the divine family, that, you know, we get turned off to the labels and the things and the technologies divine that we could be using for making a better planet. That's why when I read your stuff, you know, and it says, you know, media psychic, a psychic medium, you know, and I read that with one foot at least solid in the Christian community, with my heart fully open to the Messiah Yeshua, you know, I go, well, you know, Scott's going to turn a lot of people off by those two words, psychic and medium. And yet, you know, there's a market for it, sure. But what's your orientation towards this thing called labeling?
Well, I think that any time that we make a statement, it shuts the brain off. And any time we ask a question, it turns the brain on. And so for me, labels don't really work too well, because oftentimes a label will keep someone from truth. It will keep someone from a tool that can be very helpful and useful in their world.
I totally agree. You know, I think I said on Wednesday, or I may have even said earlier today, that the quality of your life at any given moment is contingent upon the quality of the questions that you're asking yourself at any given moment. That relates to what you're saying, doesn't it?
100%. And, you know, looking at a label, for example, astrology, people may, especially Christians, they say, oh, astrology is bad. But I've looked in the Bible and I can't see where it says that. And so when I started doing some of my own research, obviously in Genesis it talks about God creating the heavens and the earth. In Matthew it talks about God having such an attention to detail that he knows when each sparrow hits the ground and has the hairs of my head individually numbered. Through science, we can show that the moon has an effect on the oceans of the world and on human beings, crime rates, race, all those kind of things. And we know that God had to know that because he's all-knowing. So 1 + 1 + 1, God created it. He has an attention to detail. The planets do have an effect on water and on human beings. Isn't it possible that astrology, the mother of modern-day astronomy, is actually a testament to God's greatness and a way to get to know ourselves better with some tools that he put here, as opposed to simply accepting the label of astrology and saying, oh, I've heard that's bad?
You know, I completely agree, and I'm going to add just one other point for the Christians that are listening that are probably squirming in their seats after having heard you and then hearing me say that I agree with you. Here is the defining litmus test, and it is in the Bible. It is in Scripture. If you go into the Bible, there's several times when those that put their faith and trust in soothsayers and seers without having their first faith and trust oriented to the Holy Spirit and the Creator, that's when those people get into trouble. And that's exactly what everyone, I think, if you're really understanding, if you have the wisdom, and especially, please read the forthcoming book, Walk on Water, because you'll see that the numbers upon which the planets are based and the mathematical matrix of the universe is laid out perfectly, and just like the hairs on your head, the Creator knows every single one of those perfectly, but that's reflected in the balance of nature, in the way that the various physical manifestations energetically communicate, that is commune, that we're all in unity. There's unification in this philosophy, theology of understanding that the Creator that created everything laid out the mathematical matrix for manifesting physical reality. And that this is exactly true, that the astrological science, art and science of astrology, is simply mathematics-based. And if you, again, remember, we talked about this in the book Healing Codes for the Biological Apocalypse. Mathematics is the Creator's language. Why? Because it never lies. It is always true. It is a law. It is the law of the universe. And folks who are listening, you'll see this more and more with the book Walk on Water, which, unfortunately, we've only got about 10 minutes left. Talking with Scott, we're not going to get a chance to have me do what I was planning to do. So here's what Dwayne Robbins is going to be sending. You know, Dwayne Robbins, our team leader for Bass Spiritual Dream Team, is going to be sending Don via email over the next couple of days the presentation, the program that I gave on Wednesday, which goes into detail about Walk on Water. We're going to have it up on the BBS.com website, and I'm going to refer everybody to the Don's website, BBSradio.com, to get the preview of Walk on Water. In fact, I'm going to link it from Helping World Distributing right over to BBS Radio so people can have what I had planned to do today. Instead, we're with Scott Christensen, the author of the book, Bridging the Gap Between the Christian and Metaphysical Worlds. Very interesting book. And I think that my sense, not having known Scott any time before this, but my sense of him and the way he's shared is that he's got a great heart and he's got a lot of wisdom. Scott, tell us more about your work. What else you love doing? What's your favorite thing to do in life?
You know, my favorite thing to do in life is to connect with people, because to me there is nothing more enriching or rewarding than helping someone in any way. And whether that's spiritually or physically or emotionally, no matter how it is, for a while I bought into the world's perspective of what was important. So I was in LA running big.com companies, making a ton of money, and found it very empty. And I find more joy with helping one person than I did when I hit the first million.
You know, I wholeheartedly agree. You know, one of the things that we're coming out with in Walk on Water is, in essence, the meaning of life in a nutshell. It has a lot to do with what you just said. You know, it's funny and perfect that you get joy from serving other people and connecting and communing with others heart to heart in that way. And that the meaning of life, I had to conclude, based on all the evidence that came forward, is precisely that. You are using your own innate creative talents, your unique blessings and anointings in some form of creative human service that uplifts people and heals people and helps people in some way. That, to me, is the essence of the meaning of life. So, Scott, I would congratulate you. I think you've found the meaning of life.
Well, thank you. Sure seems to work for everyone I know who's ever tried it.
Yeah. Well, that's great. So what are you working on now? Do you have any other books that you're engaged with?
Yeah, I'm working on the next four books, actually, as we speak, and some TV stuff and possibly a radio show. So there's all kinds of good stuff in the works.
Wonderful. Okay, well, let's see. Let me, with the next just couple minutes, why don't you give folks a contact information? And when you're done, I'll give folks some other contact information with regard to how to get in touch with us. And then Donna, I'm sure, will be pleased because for the first time I have it run over.
Well, folks, please contact me through the website. It's www.connectwithscott.com. Or the phone number in the office is 605-641-4158. Or my personal email is scott@connectwithscott.com.
Well, great. Thank you so much for joining us, Scott. I appreciate getting your email.
Thanks
blessed in all your work, blessing others.
Thank you. Thanks for having me on. Thanks, everyone, for listening.
Pleasure. Well, that brings us to the conclusion. Let me just say thanks again to LifeWave, to Pinnacle Quest, to Zuma, to the Advanced Ambertos folks on our team, because we greatly appreciate your support. If you're listening, you haven't read the book, Healing Celebrations, the topic of the first half hour of this discussion, get the book by calling toll-free, 888-508-4787. That's toll-free, 888-508-4787. If you want to share that number with others, if there's an easy way to remember it, or if you're driving in a car, don't get into an accident. Here's an easy way to remember the toll-free number for HealthyWorldDistributing.com, HealthyWorldDistributing.com. Easy way to remember the telephone number is 888-50-VIRUS. That's 508-4787 is the same as 888-50-VIRUS, V-I-R-U-S. So, again, I want to tell you that on Wednesdays, we're going to be doing the Inside Hour through the HealthyWorldDistributing.com website. We get a lot of phone-ins. We have usually, we've been averaging about a couple dozen people at least every Wednesday, part of our family, to engage in discussions and advancing our health knowledge and our survival skills. And that unique opportunity comes, you can get it by simply calling this number, 319-256-0500. That's 319-256-0500, and then you put in PIN number 713303#. That will get you into the chat room online. Again, on the internet, you can get in by simply checking or clicking the chat room at the HealthyWorldDistributing.com website. And then every Saturday, join us again here on BBSRadio.com, so long as Don is my brother and continues to do his fabulous work and wants me on, he can count on me. Don, thank you so much, brother. Blessings to you and BBS Radio. Folks, thanks for joining us. I'm Dr. Len Horowitz saying, love you all. Talk to you on Wednesday. Bye for now.
You have been listening to BBS Radio, a blogandservice.com production and a service to others endeavor. Thank you very much for tuning into our radio program. And we wish you much peace and joy on your journey.